Text numéro 28. Europeans fear climate change more than financial turmoil, poll shows. Europeans believe that dangers of climate change represent a more serious problem than the current financial turmoil, according to a new poll. The Eurobarometer poll suggests that the majority of the public in the European Union consider global warming to be one of the world's most serious problems, with one-fifth saying it is the single most serious problem. Overall, respondents said, climate change was the second most serious issue facing the world after poverty. The number of people rating climate change as a very serious problem has risen slightly, from 64% when the poll was last conducted in 2009 to 68% this year. When asked to rank the seriousness of the problem, people put it at 7.4 out of 10, compared with a score of 7.1 out of 10 2 years ago. People also said there were economic benefits to tackling climate change, with 8 out of 10 people saying that dealing with the problem would provide an economic boost and create jobs. 2 years ago, the number was just under two-thirds. There was also wide support for moving taxation to penalise greenhouse gas emissions and encourage energy efficiency, with an average of 68% of people across the EU in favour of such a move. However, there was less enthusiasm for people taking personal responsibility for tackling climate change. Only one in five said they took personal responsibility, with more people saying it was the responsibility of national governments, EU authorities, and businesses. Despite this, most respondents said they had already taken action to combat climate change and reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the previous 6 months. But for the greatest number, action meant recycling household waste, which, in fact, ranks fairly low on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The results of the Eurobarometer poll were hailed by the European Commission as evidence that the public across member states maintain support for measures to tackle climate change. The Commission is currently engaged in an argument over whether to toughen the EU's target of cutting carbon dioxide emissions by 20% by 2020, compared with 1990 levels, to a more stretching target of cutting emissions by 30% by the same date. Rémy Gruet, regulatory advisor to the European Wind Energy Association, said, "Science and public opinion are pointing in the same direction, more action on climate change. The survey is a wake-up call to decision-makers who need to embrace the economic and competitive benefits of progress on energy efficiency and renewables. It would be a historic mistake to listen only to those who have vested interests in climate-damaging fossil technologies." The poll was conducted in June and questioned 27,000 people aged 15 and above in 27 countries. Adapted from ABC News, October 2011.